أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويجعلون لما لا يعلمون نصيبا مما رزقناهم، تالله لتسألن عما كنتم تفترون. ويجعلون لله البنات سبحانه، ولهم ما يشتهون. وإذا بشر أحدهم بالأنثى ظل وجهه مسودا وهو كظيم. يتوارى من القوم من سوء ما بشر به، أيمسكه على هون أم يدسه في التراب، على ساء ما يحكمون. للذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة مثل السوء، ولله المثل الأعلى وهو العزيز الحكيم. We are going through the tafsir of Surah An-Nahl, and today inshallah we are starting from ayah number 56. The preceding ayah, they were talking about the mistakes that the mushrikeen had made in their ideology, in their thinking, and the same theme is continuing for the next few verses. First of all, about their polytheism, and then after that, their attitude towards having daughters instead of sons, and the ignorance surrounding that whole issue that will be, inshallah, mentioned in today's lesson. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ نَصِيبًا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. And they make, meaning the mushrikeen, the polytheists, they make for those that they do not know. For that they do not know. Meaning, what is something that you know? What is something that is ilm? What is knowledge? Knowledge is something that is certain. Okay, something that is factual, something that is true. Okay, if something is not true, then that's not knowledge. Okay, that's falsehood. It is against the concept of knowledge. When you say that you know something, it is because you know something true, something that happened, something that is factual in your life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They make for those that they do not know, meaning the statues, the idols that they associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with, what do they make? For those that they don't know, those idols, they make nasiban, they give them a share, mimma razaqnahum, from what we have given them, from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. So what was the habit of the mushrikeen? They used to say that part of this animal, for example, they slaughter a camel, and they say that part of this camel is going to be for our gods. Or they say that this camel, after it's given birth to so many, she-camel, after it's given birth to so many young, what we're going to do is we're going to just make it waqf for our gods. We're not going to take from its milk, and we're not going to consume it. That is free to go, and we're not going to do anything with it. So this was the attitude of those people at the time. This was obviously an ignorance on their part. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they are making a share for those that they don't know, meaning the idols that they don't know, meaning they're not true. They're making a share, and on top of that, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. It's not something that it's they produced or they made. This is the sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And on top of that, they are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the issue of the rizq and the sustenance that was given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are associating partners with that Allah who gave them that rizq in the first place. So, mimma razaqnahum, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this wording. Again, وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ نَصِيبًا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. They are making for those that they do not know, for that which they do not know, meaning the idols, a share, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, from that which we gave to them, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares about this issue. What does he say? Tallahi. Tallahi means, I swear by Allah. Allah is swearing by himself here. It's very rare that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses his own name to take an oath in the Quran. Okay? So it means that this is a very powerful oath. There are three words of qasam in Arabic. Wallahi, waw. Wallahi, billahi, ba, and ta. Tallahi. Wallahi, billahi, tallahi. If you've ever had a discussion with some African people, they actually, when they want to really emphasize something, they use all three. Wallahi, billahi, tallahi. Okay? Especially Nigerian Muslim brothers. Okay, they use all three. But usually you've probably heard the word wallahi when somebody is taking an oath, right? But all three are actually used. Wallahi, billahi, and tallahi. And here, Allah is using the word tallahi. Tallahi, I swear by Allah. Allah is swearing by Himself. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَفْتَرُونَ. Most certainly you're going to be questioned about these accusations, these false accusations that you made. So you invented these things. You invented this shirk, and you invented idols, and you invented their share, this share for this idol, and this share for this idol, and you know, you basically reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in place of these idols. And there's another verse in the Quran in Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they say, هَذَا لِلَّهِ بِزَعْمِهِمْ وَهَذَا لِشُرَكَائِنَا. When they are making a sadaqah, they say, this portion is for Allah, and this is for our other idols, for our other gods. And then on top of that, they said, فَمَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ فَهُوَ يَصِلُ إِلَىٰ شُرَكَائِهِمْ. Whatever they allocated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that went to their shuraka, to their idols. وَمَا كَانَ لِشُرَكَائِهِمْ فَلَا يَصِلُ إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ. And whatever they allocated for their partners, for the partners, for the shirk that they were committing, it did not go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very confused thinking on their parts. But inshallah we'll continue with the verses here. What was the next thing? What was the next jahalat that the people were involved in? The issue of the daughters. So they didn't want daughters for themselves, but on the other hand, they said about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the angels are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no sons, no daughters, no children, no partner, nothing. But the mushrikeen, they said that the angels are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the next verse. وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ الْبَنَاتِ. And they are making for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daughters. Subhana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure from this. Meaning He doesn't have any partners, doesn't have any children. He is pure from this. وَلَهُمْ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ. And for them is what they want. This yashtahun, this word yashtahun is from the word shahwa. Shahwa, something that you desire. Okay, something that you really want. So, for them is what they want. What is what they want? Boys. They wanted boys for themselves. Okay, so for Allah, they said He has daughters, and they don't want daughters themselves. And for them, for themselves, they want boys for themselves. وَلَهُمْ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ. And then it goes on to say, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And when any of them is given the good news, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as good news. Bushira is from the word bashara. Bashara means good news. When any of them is given the good news, بِالْأُنْثَى, that they've been blessed with a girl, ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا, his face becomes dark, meaning sullen, gloomy, sad, upset. وَاللَّهُ وَجْهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And he is also kazim at the same time. What is the word kazim? Kazim means to swallow something, to swallow anger. وَالْكَظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And it's actually, this word is derived from the kazim. Kazama means that when you fill this leather bottle, you know, the, what do you call it? In Urdu you call it mashkiza. And in Arabic it's called qirba. So if you fill it up, it basically, it's very flexible, right? If you have a soft bottle, for example, if you try to fill a plastic bag up, okay, this would be something that we would understand. But in the old days, they had leather pouches or leather water bottles. So if you fill it up, it kind of moves all around. And if you kind of squeeze it, then the water, it flows off the top. So kawama means to tie the top of this water bottle up, okay? And when you tie this water bottle up tightly, what happens is the remainder of it, it expands to such a degree that it looks like it's almost about to burst. Okay, you squeeze it and then you tie it up, it becomes very filled up. So that's why the word kaadhimin al-ghayz means to basically swallow the anger even though it's really bursting inside of you. This is what kaadhimin al-ghayz means, to swallow the anger. So he goes around and he has this sad face, he's upset, وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, and he is trying to hide his frustration as much as possible. So he is upset that he has been given the news that he just had a baby girl in his house.
Almost to explode.
Yeah. So there's another verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, about this issue of having children. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His is the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth. Allah says that He gives females to whom He wants. So the first mention is for females. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. And He gives males to whom He wants. So the first females, then ذُكُور, males. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. Or He gives them pairs, males and females, either in the form of twins. Sometimes you have twins, male and female twins, or one male, one female, one after the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses people with both of them. And there's a wisdom behind this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? There's a balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made in this world, that sometimes He gives boys, sometimes He gives girls, and that whole balance and reproduction, marrying, and having children, having future generations, all of that is associated with this balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So not everybody can have boys. And unfortunately, in some countries where this issue of abortion and sonar scanning is prevalent, and some people find out that they're about to have a girl, they abort the fetus, it is creating an imbalance in the society. In China, for example, is creating an imbalance. In India, it's very prevalent also, that if a girl is about to be born, they abort the fetus, and when they are about to have a boy, they let the boy become born. So it's creating an imbalance. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, He has made this system in place, it is for a reason. Okay, so nobody should feel upset if he has a girl. And in fact, there are many hadith which talk about a person who is, if he's blessed with a girl, this is actually a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who has three daughters, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with three daughters, and he teaches them, he gives them a good tarbiyah, and then he marries them off into a good household, he will get Jannah. So for three, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. So the Sahaba said, wal ithnan ya Rasulullah, what about if a person has two? So the Prophet ﷺ said, well, ithnan, even if a person has two daughters. And then the Sahaba said, وَمَا سَعَلْنَاهُ عَنْ وَاحِدًا. We didn't ask him about one daughter. Okay? But the point was that the Prophet ﷺ was trying to emphasize to the people that having a daughter is a blessing in your house. You should not feel that it's a bad thing. And unfortunately, in many cultures, in many societies, even Muslim societies, we have this attitude of if it's a boy, it's you know, you will distribute sweets and become happy, and if it's a girl, you don't distribute sweets. And this is prevalent in Pakistan and India even to this day, unfortunately. Okay, so there's another hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said that I love women and I love perfume. Okay, so the Prophet ﷺ loving women is not, na'udhu billah, in a perverted way. Okay, that somebody might, who has a bad and a polluted mind, might think that that's what the Prophet ﷺ was trying to say in a bad way. No, he said it because in those days the women were downtrodden and oppressed, and people hated them, didn't like them. So he, being the leader of the community, was emphasizing that I love the women, those women that you hate, those women that you despise, those daughters that you bury alive, I love those women. So basically, he's setting an example for everybody to follow, that nobody should oppress women and nobody should look down upon women. So again, our attitude towards having daughters should not be negative, we should always regard it in a positive way, inshallah. So the ayat goes on to say, يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word بُشِّرَ بِهِ. He hides from the people because of what he perceives to be bad, مِنْ سُوءِ, because of the badness of what he has been given the good news of. So he hides because he's so ashamed to show his face in public that he has a daughter in his house. He goes around hiding and he doesn't want to show his face in public. This was the attitude that they had. أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَىٰ هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Should he keep this child عَلَىٰ هُون. عَلَىٰ هُون, this هُون means disgrace. And from this word we get the word إِحَانَة. إِحَانَت. In Urdu we use this word. Okay, so a person, he thinks to himself, should he just keep this child despite the disgrace associated with it? أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Or should he just bury it alive in the dirt? So this was the attitude that they had. In both situations, they used to consider, okay? Disgrace, shame, and keep the child, that's bad, and also burying is bad, but both options were open to them, and both options were considered, subhanAllah. أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be aware that what a bad judgment that they have. And what a bad judgment they are following. This is again, the jahala that they had in those days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in Surah Kuwirat, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. And when the girl that was buried alive, she will be questioned on the day of judgment. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. For what sin was she killed? So the question is, that why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, that the girl, she'll be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So she was innocent. She wasn't the one that got herself buried alive. She was innocent. So why she'll be questioned? To embarrass the person who's standing next to her on the day of judgment, who buried her alive. To embarrass him. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. For what sin was she killed? She will say, I didn't commit any sins. I was innocent. I was ma'suma. I was a newborn child. How could I have committed any sins? So the person who actually buried her alive, he is going to be even more embarrassed about what he did in this world. So in any case, this is again the ignorance that those people were guilty of in those days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ مَثَلُ السَّوْءِ. Those people that don't have iman in the hereafter, they have a very bad example. Meaning, that obviously, if a person doesn't have iman in the hereafter, then there's no fear of consequence. Okay, there's no fear of repercussions. There's no fear of punishment. So, when there's no fear of being questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, that means a person can do whatever he likes in this world, because he's not going to be punished according to his belief. So, they will lead the worst lifestyle. This is what is meant by مَثَلُ السَّوْءِ. They are the worst example. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. And for Allah is the best example. Meaning that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches, whatever He orders, whatever He commands, all His teachings in the Qur'an, in the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, if we follow them, الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. This is the best of examples. So this is the attitude that we are supposed to have in completing the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from His disobedience. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is the Almighty and always wise. With that, inshallah, we finish today's lesson. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.